Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, please. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, and reading at verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now John chapter 11, please. John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 28. This is Martha and Mary again. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. Now chapter 12. Verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with them. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Then he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Now I've read to you the three different incidences in which we find Mary in the scriptures, that is, Mary the sister of Martha. And it was impressed upon me just a while back that each time you find this woman Mary, you find her at a specific place, and that was at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that as my two brethren have gone ahead with ministry already, I thought that these things that I had in my mind for the conference would fit in well in respect of the Lord Jesus Christ being Lord, and that one who whom we can trust and call in, and that one who desires our devotion and care. Now, first of all, I was thinking of the position of being at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and just what is implied by that statement that truth that different ones were found at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard how that Joshua was at his feet, at the feet of the one who was the Lord of the hosts. But when we go into the New Testament, we find that there are different ones that are found at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just putting them all together, I see different things in relation to them. I see some who were at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the reason that they were there, it was because of great need. You find different ones coming to the Lord Jesus, either because of sickness in themselves, or because of the sickness of others. And you find them at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then there are others in the Scriptures too, and you find them at the feet of the Lord Jesus. And it wasn't so much of their own particular need that they're found there, but they are found there because of appreciation for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is true with regards to Mary in chapter 12. But also in relation to Peter, you remember how that he was found at the feet of the Lord Jesus after they had cast the net into the sea, and they had fished all night, the disciples had. And the Lord said, cast the net into the sea. And they did so. And there was a great catch that day. And Peter is found at the feet of the Lord Jesus saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So there was appreciation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But also with regards to being at the feet of the Lord Jesus, there is the thought of being subject to Him and having a humility in the presence of the Lord Jesus. For truly, one of the things that every person that was found at His feet, one thing is true is that they bent their knees when they were found at His feet. So, first of all, with regards to need, I think that we can see that Mary was coming to Him in her need as well. And she looked upon Him as the one who was the prophet. For that is what you have in Luke chapter 10. Here she is at His feet, and she is learning at His feet. It's a place of learning. And then in John chapter 11, it's the place of sympathy, where she can receive sympathy from the Lord Jesus, for that is what she received. For the Lord Jesus wept there at the side of Mary. And I see Him there as the priest, the one who is the sympathizing priest. But in John chapter 12, I see her there again at His feet, anointing His feet. And there she is looking upon Him as the King, as the one that is supreme. And she comes in devotion to that lovely person. I was noticing as well that in Luke chapter 10, she is sitting at His feet. But in John chapter 10, she falls at His feet. But in John chapter 11, she's anointing the feet of the Lord Jesus. You know, there are certain things that will be true of us if we are found at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, these different ones were at His feet in a physical way, and they were found there because there were certain things that were true within themselves. And if you and I are going to be found in a spiritual sense at His feet, there are going to be certain things that are true in our own souls as well. And one of the things is that we're going to have to recognize a deep need in our own selves. We cannot be independent of God. We have to realize that we're cast on Him. Another thing, as I have mentioned already, really, there is going to have to be an appreciation of that lovely person, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to have to be right thoughts towards Christ. And then, as a result of that, there will be the subjection and the willingness to humble ourselves in His presence. But here I see in Luke chapter 10, as Mary is found at His feet, learning from that person, I was noticing, and I was impressed with this, that there's one little word that tells us that Martha was there with her as well. If you look at chapter 10 there again, and in verse 39, she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So Mary was there as well. And I was noticing that, you know, Martha was there as well. And Martha is the one who received him into her home. It seems that Martha took the initiative to invite the Lord Jesus into that home in Bethany. And it was Martha that was at his feet as well as Mary. Both of them were there. But something happened to Martha that she left. She did not remain at his feet. I want you to notice that it says that she was cumbered about many things. You know that word cumbered, it means that she got distracted or she got overoccupied with other things. And as a result, she left the place that Mary chose and the place that Mary stayed in. And I would just like to apply that to myself and each here today. I wonder, have we left the place of being at his feet, learning from him? Are there other things that have come in and caused us to be overoccupied with other things so that we have gotten away from that place of being at his feet? That's what happened to Martha. You know, when the Lord Jesus said to Martha here, thou art cumbered about much, Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. You know, the Lord Jesus wasn't really criticizing her for serving. But you know what the Lord Jesus was really doing was this, I believe, is that she was putting the wrong things first. It was a case of priorities. And the Lord Jesus is saying that you really, Martha, you have chosen the wrong thing. You have actually made a decision here to put something ahead of being at my feet and learning from me. So it's a case of priorities here. The Lord Jesus said, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Here's the many things that crowded around Martha as she looked at the work to be done in that home. And it got upon her. It got into her thinking. And therefore she had to go about these things. But she did it at the expense of something else that was far more important. The one thing that was needful. And how much this spoke to my heart, and also I trust it will speak to yours. Are we cumbered about the many things, the circumstances, and the problems of life, and the many things that crowd around us, and all the problems of raising a family and making a living and things like this? Are we occupied with all of these things at the expense of the one thing that is so needful? And that is to be at his feet, learning from him. At his feet, learning from him. A place of learning. You know, it's great when we see young brethren come to maybe a Bible reading, and you can tell that they have been at the book. And that is great. I love to see brethren spending time on the Word of God and learning from him. You know, sometimes, and I have lots of books as well, but I have discovered this one thing, brethren, is that sometimes we can get overoccupied with trying to get the exact little meanings from little words, and that is good. I'm not criticizing that in a minute for a moment. But you know, it's a different thing to actually learn from him and to be in a right condition of soul, so as you pour over the Word of God, that you get a word from himself, a word from the Lord himself. You know, that's what's going to stabilize you in the coming days. That's what's going to give you strength when the opposition increases, and maybe you start to have doubts, or maybe there are others around and they leave the assembly and so on. What is it that's going to stabilize an individual? Is it all the head knowledge that a person has? No, I don't think so. I think it's this that will stabilize a person more than anything else is if a person has been learning at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ with a proper attitude, coming to the Word of God, seeking to know God's will for me and learning it from Himself. And so, Mary is found at His feet here. But Martha, she is distracted about the many things. And then you can look at the words that she says in relation to Mary, and then also making the demand from the Lord. But the reason she did that was because she was got away from the place of learning. But then when we go over to John chapter 10, I see there the place of sympathy, and Mary is found at His feet. One of the things that really spoke to me in this portion as I was thinking about it is this, that it says in verse 33 that He groaned in the Spirit and was troubled. He groaned in the Spirit and was troubled. But Mary came to Him, falling down at His feet in her sorrow, and exclaiming, "If Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." And the Lord Jesus, as He saw her weeping and saw the people weeping around her, He was troubled. He groaned in the Spirit and was troubled. Now, if you look at your margin, I'm sure, well, many margins say this, that He troubled Himself. But the Lord Jesus troubled Himself. That's great to know when a person is going through a trial and difficulties. You think of the Lord Jesus in heaven right now. And what causes His people trouble here on earth? The Lord in heaven, as the great high priest, He troubles Himself over that. Isn't that a condescending, the condescending grace of the Lord Jesus to actually trouble Himself over what troubles us all? And we can assure you that that is so. You know, the place that Mary received comfort was at His feet. She came to the Lord Jesus, and she fell before that One, and she was comforted that day because of the Lord Jesus, not only in His weeping, but also in what took place later in the raising of Lazarus. But then, lastly, in John chapter 12, I see here that she is again found at the feet of the Lord Jesus. And she takes that ointment, and she breaks the box, the alabaster box of ointment, and pours it upon the person of her Lord. It is interesting to note here that the Spirit of God takes great delight in describing the details, the smallest details of that ointment. He tells us how much it was. It was a pound. It tells us the kind it was. It was spikenard. And it tells us the value, very costly. Now why is it that the Spirit of God actually looks into those minute details, those small details, in relation to what Mary did to her Lord? I believe that the Spirit of God takes great delight in a person that makes much of Christ and takes great interest in it. And therefore, here, when Mary brings this alabaster box of ointment, the Spirit of God just describes the details. The way I was looking at this is that she was found in adoration at the feet of the Lord Jesus, worshiping at His feet. It is something very simple that Mary did. I realize that that ointment cost her a great deal, and the Lord Jesus said of her that she hath kept this, against the day of my burying hath she kept this. That is, that she has preserved it over a period of time. And it very likely took all her savings to do this. But you know, the act of Mary was a very simple thing. I was thinking about Martha here again. It says that she was serving. You know, that's something that I couldn't do very well anyway. to try to put on a meal for a number of people here. I don't think that too many would be too happy to eat the one I would put on anyway. But you know, that would be more difficult, wouldn't it, to put the meal on. But here is something that is very simple, in that Mary, she just came to the feet of the Lord Jesus and anointed the feet of the Lord Jesus. You know, when it comes to our appreciation of Christ, one of the greatest privileges is to be able to gather with the Lord's people on the Lord's Day morning meeting, that Lord's Day morning. And there with the bread and the wine, reminders of what all that the Lord Jesus Christ is and all that He has done, to gather around this person and to simply give Him thanks. That does not take gift and ability, but rather that just takes a heart filled with appreciation to the Savior. And I would like to just say this in closing, that when it comes to worship, my young brother, do you really appreciate the Lord Jesus and all that He has done for us on the cross of Calvary? One of the smallest things a person can do is just to give Him thanks. And just in faltering, stammering words, and with fear in your heart, and your knees quaking, to arise on a Lord's Day morning and to say two sentences of deep appreciation to that lovely person. That, my dear brother, will fill the heart of the Lord Jesus with appreciation just to hear that voice of yours at the breaking of bread. What Mary did there was appreciated by the Lord Jesus. The whole house was filled with the odor of the ointment. That's what John tells us. But John omits what the Lord Jesus said in relation to this act in Matthew and in Mark. Matthew and Mark, the Lord Jesus said that wherever the gospel will be told forth, this what Mary hath done shall be told also. In other words, here in John's gospel, it's the house. And the house is filled. But furthermore, in the whole world was going to hear about it. Let me say this, brethren, that when it comes to our worship to the Lord Jesus, the house, we can fill the house with the odor of the ointment. But you know, it takes God to display the appreciation and the worship from the believers. And in the coming day, the whole world is going to see displayed the glories of the church. Oh, brethren and sisters, it's worth living for. And I trust that we, by our lives, will make the Lord Jesus Christ Lord of our life.